Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood stoic guide, ready to help you navigate this crazy thing called life with a little more clarity, grace, and maybe even a sprinkle of humor. Ever feel like your inner voice is more of a grumpy critic than a supportive teammate? You know that feeling when self-doubt creeps in and whispers those not-so-nice things about your abilities, your choices, even your worth? Well, my friends, it's time to flip the script on that negative chatter and cultivate a positive self-talk practice that will seriously level up your game. Think of this podcast as your daily dose of stoic wisdom sprinkled with a dash of real-world practicality. We're not just talking abstract philosophy here, we're diving into actionable strategies you can implement right now to rewire those thought patterns and build a stronger, more resilient you. Because trust me, the way you talk to yourself matters. It shapes your actions, your beliefs, and ultimately, your entire experience of life. So, what are some key takeaways from today's Stoic Edge? First, understand that self-talk isn't just mindless chatter, it's a powerful tool that can either empower or disempower you. It's like having an internal dialogue, a constant stream of thoughts and beliefs about yourself and the world around you. These thoughts can be positive, motivating, and supportive, or they can be negative, self-defeating, and downright toxic. Second, become aware of your inner critic. What are those recurring negative thoughts? Do you catch yourself saying things like, "I'm not good enough," "I always mess things up," or "I'm a failure"? Identifying these patterns is the first step to breaking free from their grit. It's like shining a light on those shadows in your mind. Once you see them, you can start to challenge and transform them. Third, challenge those negative thoughts with evidence. When that inner critic pops up, ask yourself, is there any real proof to support this claim? Often these negative thoughts are based on assumptions, fears, or past experiences that no longer serve us. By questioning their validity, you can start to replace them with more rational and positive beliefs. Fourth, practice gratitude. It sounds simple, but shifting your focus to the good things in your life can have a profound impact on your self-talk. Take time each day to appreciate the small things: a sunny morning, a delicious meal, a kind gesture from a stranger. Cultivating gratitude rewires your brain to see the abundance around you and fosters a more positive outlook. Finally, remember that building a positive self-talk practice takes time and effort. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and don't get discouraged by setbacks. It's like learning any new skill that requires consistent practice and dedication. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work. Your heart is racing, palms are sweating, and that inner critic starts chirping away. What if I forget everything? What if they think I'm incompetent? You start to doubt yourself, your preparation, even your abilities. Now, imagine instead of falling into that negativity spiral, you take a deep breath, remind yourself of all the hard work you've put in, and repeat positive affirmations like, "I am well prepared. I have valuable insights to share. I can do this." See the difference? That shift in self-talk can make all the difference in how you approach that challenge and ultimately how successful you are. So remember, your thoughts shape your reality. Choose kindness, choose courage, choose to believe in yourself. Start incorporating these stoic practices into your daily life. Observe your self-talk, challenge negativity, practice gratitude, and celebrate your wins. You've got this. Keep that stoic edge sharp, my friends, and remember every day is a chance for a fresh start, a new opportunity to cultivate the best version of yourself. Share your thoughts on social media, let me know how you're implementing these practices, and join me tomorrow for another dose of stoic wisdom. Until then, stay grounded, stay positive, and keep leveling up.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.